Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. One of the most distinguishing commandments Christians strive to live. We still struggle in the face of what could be described as the silliness of it. Love your enemies? Only a fool, an unwise idiot, would do that. Yet, that is not what Jesus is saying. He is not saying, be unwise, be naive, but he is saying, love everyone, truly and universally. There is a simple reason why. We are made for love. This commandment is not extraordinary, it is perfectly normal. It is our reaction to it which is problematic. The moments when we have not loved our neighbour show how far we have fallen from who we truly are and from true freedom. For if I was truly free, I would love them, regardless of what they do. Not approve necessarily, but certainly love. For that is what God is like and what he has made us as, in his image. Let us repent of our hatreds and beg God to make us quickly like him, not hating anyone and loving everyone. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas, and since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.